Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality. With services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Lot 1, La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
In our last episode, Sunny and Ignatius discussed the introduction of tire shredders to assist in paving roads. Lucille told Cecil to get rid of coconut oil he had purchased from a vendor, and this led to a discussion about the drop in oil prices. Sunny visited Lucille to ask for any used tires they may have, and as part of a program of checking on the elderly because of the coronavirus pandemic. Mala was still cold toward Anil, and he once again apologized. But as they were talking, Benicia called, and Mala answered, only to receive abusing from the woman. Right now, Mala is with Bibi.
All right, Mala, stop crying. Sonia, talk to Anil, and you can talk to me.
Miss Bibi, I don't know what I do for Anil think that he could do this to me. I thought I was a good wife. But I guess I ain't as good as this Spanish woman.
Look, whatever Anil do, he not got nothing to do with whether you are a good woman or not. Sometimes when people do them things this, he not got nothing to do with you.
But why? Why he think that he couldn't talk to me, eh? If he didn't feel it bored or under pressure or whatever the case might be, why he couldn't just talk to me instead of running off after the Venezuelan woman?
He said one time he been with the girl, right?
Yes. But me believe him, Miss Bibi. If it was only one time, why she still texting me and then for Carly last night when me he tried for makeup?
Well, I saw some woman stay. Them not like for no a man happy with the wife. Them would do all kind of thing for broke him up.
But she couldn't do that if Anil didn't give she the power for do it.
You're right.
I hurt him because I feel like Anil disrespect me.
I know.
All the time I keep asking him, and he keeps saying that everything all right. But I know that everything wasn't all right. I am stupid. If this is what he think.
Me go tell you something, girl.
And it really hurt me.
All right, Mala, listen to me. When me and Sonny the young, he used to beat me, you know.
Yeah, I know.
It's a long time ago, though. You want change, man, for years and years now.
Okay.
And them had one time when he been start for talk to one little fine girl.
Oh.
Yes, and maybe no, but me not tell him nothing.
So what you do?
Oh, me continue for treat him good. And then one day, me just dress up and go out.
And he said nothing?
He asked me where me go, and me tell him, me go in and meet one friend.
Oh.
And for the next couple weeks, me would dress up every week and go somewhere by myself. And Anil and Sunita been go to school then. So when them there school, me dress up and gone somewhere.
And Mrs. Sunny didn't have a problem?
He starts scratching, yes.
Uh-oh.
Then next thing, me see stop talk to the girl.
He probably thought you had another man.
Even though all me used to do was go sit down somewhere and eat little ice cream or go in the park. But me always used to make sure me look nice.
Oh, okay.
Me tell you this for say this. Sometimes when people are mess with you, you got to remember your worth and put yourself first. Although you might be taking on inside, you got to give them the impression that what them are do not bother you.
Oh.
And when you're dealing with some men, them not even want to think that you might got to another man or that another man might like you.
But they could turn around and do whatever they want.
That's why you got to take pints from them and build up your mind for deal with them just so how them are deal with you.
Hmm.
Anil and me son, and me no want nothing happen to him. Me no know why go and pick up with this woman. But you got to take care of yourself for smaller. You got to be strong for me now.
I just want to feel like he value me. I don't want to feel like I ain't worth nothing to Anil.
I be going to work on this as a family. You want your marriage to work, right?
Yes, Miss Bibi.
Good. Every marriage has got three problems. But you can come out stronger.
Yeah.
I promise you, Abby gonna get through this.
So wait, you can just move him back, Divine?
Yep.
Are you sure this is a good idea?
I am going to fight for my marriage, Unique.
Yeah, but Ryan ain't seen Peppa.
Seriously? You really think he would be serious about her?
Well, I don't know.
That is my husband and I'm not giving up.
Oh, let me change the conversation. Look, coming. Let me talk about this. Yes, girl, $55 million US is a lot of money.
Yeah, that's the power of oil. $55 million is a good start.
Good afternoon, girls. $55
million? This will get a big money.
Hi, Sister Patsy. It's just old news we're looking at about Guyana's first monies from oil.
Oh, so how y'all doing now? The coronavirus and keep y'all indoors?
Well, you know me and Granny got to open the restaurant because people got to eat.
And I had to come and get something to eat.
Anyways, nice and breezy out here. Let me relax my foot a little bit.
Unique, I think I can go.
It's because I sit on you run it.
Well, me and Unique were having a private conversation.
But it's not this old news y'all talking. The first money we get from the oil, you know what? Divine, since you is the oil girl working with the oil company, I got a few questions.
Here we go.
What are you going to be spending this money on? Matter of fact, I got a niece working at finance. But every time I call her, she either don't answer or she too busy.
I wonder why.
It's just that you know I just talked to a lot of people and people got questions.
Well, what makes sense to you, Sister Patsy?
I know they're going to invest the money.
Yeah, but when you're talking about investments, everything got to be carefully planned out. For example, if you look around Murundi, we got several projects we could do. The community center could do with some repairs, but they could also fix some of the bridges around the village. But what more urgent?
Well, the community center is still functioning. It's not like it's falling down or anything. A little paint and a couple of new boards and we could fix though.
But the bridges?
Not more urgent as far as I see. Because some got a missing board and you don't want them loose up and people fall in the trench.
Exactly. So it's just like that. But projects have to be prioritized.
Well, me got no problem with though. With all the money Guyana stand to get, I know eventually everything can get done.
Well, the government can't go spending wild. Remember, part of the money got to save for the future. So when they're allocating money to spend, they have to make sure that they keep it balanced.
True.
A lot of things could affect how much money the government can spend at any one time though.
Yeah, inflation for example.
That's when you got a steady increase on goods and services over time, no?
Right. If we'd be paying $20 for a pound of sugar 10 years ago, they can't expect the price going to be the same today.
True. Inflation and the exchange rate are two of the key things that will affect how much money is put into spending and projects and so.
Well, I just hope we don't behave like wild oats. And because we got the money gone spending here, there and everywhere. That's how some countries end up poor or worse off than they were before.
It's more than though. Some places, you might got a group of people stealing.
Mm-hmm.
So when the money's supposed to filter down to the average person, it doesn't.
Well, I'm glad we start making plans for this public accountability and oversight committee. The committee is for the best interest of we the people. I don't know about nobody else, but I feel confident with that.
Well, we have a responsibility to make sure it's in place. We have a voice in this whole thing.
Yes, we do.
And eventually, you know what gonna happen once the fund is managed properly?
No, what?
We should be able to live off the interest.
Oh, lovely. Lovely.
The younger generation of Guyanese got an amazing opportunity to have the best future possible.
Hello. Don't let me slightly older ones out. I got to enjoy the benefits of this fund too. I live to see the isle come out the ground. I mustn't benefit from it.
You will, Sister Batsy.
Good. Get it right. I'm making sure I protect myself from the coronavirus and I drink him a good bush tea, eat him a fruits, wash him my hands steady, and keep him far from y'all.
Well, don't talk about though. Every morning I come, Granny got me drinking a set of thing.
Well, thine is still the herbalist.
People just got to continue being safe. I see some businesses put hand sanitizer by the doors so people could sanitize when they enter.
Hello. You ain't see we got one in the restaurant? Look right there by the door.
Nice.
Lovely Boston restaurant. But none of these people in Marunda need to sanitize their life. By the way, Divine, how is your husband? Yeah, make her back?
I really don't want to be discussing my personal life with you, Sister Patsy.
It's true there with Pepper.
Unique, I got to go.
Girl, I'm coming with you.
Y'all gonna leave me just a high and dry? Unique, I wanted to ask you something though.
Unique, I can use the washroom before we go. Be right back.
Make sure you wash your hands.
What is it, Sister Patsy?
I'd ask Kevin to find out something from the Ministry of Communities, Sime. But like he and take me in.
Well, my husband got a lot he doing, you know.
All I ask you to do is find out about the program for women. The program that gonna be teaching women to turn garbage into business. Recycling and so.
You want to do that?
No, my niece.
I gonna remind Kevin. They have several projects coming out of the ministry, so he might not remember everybody who asked him something.
Well, me and Sonny did talking a few days ago, and he was telling me. By the way, you hear Anil got some Venezuelan woman with Marla?
What?
Yes, I hear Marla jump outside and call out all the neighbors. Apparently, Anil living a double life and shacking up with the woman too.
Wow.
And like the woman pregnant and all.
What?
I don't know what's wrong with everybody. People just got the good wife or husband. Just like your friend that just gone in there.
Please don't bring up Divine in your mess.
Anyway, Sonny was telling me that the ministry also planning to do things like branding tractors with the 3G logo and so. You know, the 3G program is very good. The same niece children teaching she so much and is right at the school they're doing it.
I'm glad they're learning. There's a lot of things to be done though. I think Kevin said they plan to do waste studies in all the regions too.
Oh, that's good. When you go to certain places in Guyana, you just hardly see any garbage problems. As far as I'm concerned, we in this region is the most dirty people in this country.
You can't say that, Sister Patsy. And you got to look at all the factors, population size and all of that.
Oh, yes.
I'm ready, Unique.
You wash your hands?
Sister Patsy, not me and you.
Just asking, girl.
Sister Patsy, we can see you.
So Divine, you and your husband divorced yet?
Woman, why you don't mind your own business?
Like a touch of nerve. But is who tell you for go flouncing all over Marunda with Simon nephew? You ain't expect the boy would have left you? There's Ignatius' son. And if he stay anything like his father, he ruthless. You should have known better.
You have been listening to today's episode of Marundoy.
Marundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.